The old saying is the fog was as thick as pea soup. I can recall while driving my car one night being caught in the middle of heavy fog that was so dense I had to open the door in order to see the yellow center line on the road. In situations such as that, you hope to have some eagle-eyed pioneer blazing the trail in front of you. You follow his taillights in order to minimize your risk. A story goes that one fellow was in just such a fog, and for miles he gladly followed the taillights of the car in front of him. After a time, the lead car stopped. The driver behind him waited for a while and then got out of his vehicle and approached the stopped car. "Why are you stopped?" the man questioned. "You're in my driveway. This is where my journey ends," answered the lead driver. When you follow someone, you end up where they're going. Those who follow Satan and the spirit of rebellion will end up where he is going. Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 through 15, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Follow Jesus Christ and end up where he leads. Click on the Further with Jesus and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ and live. Now for today's subject. God said, Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, "Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." God said, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." Man said that the leadership and authority of God's word are simply the archaic writings of mere men and not the words of God. Man also said that we are our own gods. Science and educated teachers will lead us. Now the record. It's so important to evaluate the leaders you follow and their ultimate destination, because if you're following them, you'll end up where they lead. While researching various features for God Said, Man Said, I made a short list of some of the world's leaders that people have chosen to follow instead of Jesus Christ. Dr. H.B. D. Kettlewell was famous for his field research that elevated England's peppered moth to the lofty position of evolution right before our very eyes. He died in 1979, reputedly of suicide. Later, of course, his research and claim concerning the peppered moth were discredited, even though it can still be found in some of the older biology books. See Peppered Moth on this website. Famous evolutionist Julian Huxley, who was keynote speaker of the 1959 celebration of 100 years of Darwinism in Chicago and proclaimed the triumph of Darwinism and death of God, received electric shock treatments for his periodic episodes of depression. German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, a firm believer in Darwin and promoter of the super race, made famous the line, "God is dead." Nietzsche ended his life in an insane asylum at the age of 56. Nietzsche is dead. Atheist Karl Marx, the father of the left-wing sociological system known as communism, was an ardent follower of Darwin. The leadership of Marx has resulted in the sorrow and death of millions. These following excerpts are from Dr. Morris's book, The Long War Against God. Karl Marx was born in a well-to-do family of Jewish Christians, but later in life he became strongly anti-Semitic and anti-black, as well as anti-Christian and anti-God. At first, however, and until high school graduation, he gave every indication of being a knowledgeable and committed Christian. But then some unknown event occurred that changed his life's orientation drastically. The Reverend Richard Warmbrandt, an authority on the evils of communism, has observed, "Shortly after Marx received this certificate, something mysterious happened in his life. He became profoundly and passionately anti-religious. a new Marx began to emerge. He writes in a poem, "I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above." And then again, Dr. Morse writes, "In addition to his economic and sociological writings, which were extensive, Marx wrote a number of poems and dramas, especially during his college years. It is mainly in these that his dark religion is expressed. Just to give one example cited by Warmbrand, consider one of his poems called The Player, written by Karl Marx at about age 18 and evidently intended as a sort of personal testimony. It reads, "The hellish vapors rise and fill the brain, till I go mad and my heart is utterly changed. See this sword? The Prince of Darkness sold it to me. For me, he beats the time and gives the signs. Even more boldly, I play the dance of death." According to Warmbrand, this is in reference to rites of initiation in the Satanistic cults in which an enchanted sword, ensuring success in life, is sold to the initiative for the price of a blood covenant with Satan for his soul at death. End of quote. Would you follow this man? Adolf Hitler, a firm adherent to evolution, believed he could speed up the process of evolution by exterminating the world's Jews. He, of course, ended his life in suicide and is awaiting the great white throne judgment. Famous evolutionist Alfred Russel Wallace was co-founder of the Darwinian concept of natural selection. He had little formal education of any kind and admitted that he received the basic tenets of his evolutionary model while in an occult trance in a Malaysian jungle. 18th century Scotsman James Hutton was an iconoclast who studied rocks and claimed the earth's age to be immeasurable. In his day, he was labeled a blasphemer. Hutton had written two books. The prose were so hard to fathom that very few ever read it. One who did read his books was a confidant of Charles Darwin named Charles Lyell. Lyell summarized Hutton's writings in a book of his own and gave it to Darwin. Darwin took the book with him on his five-year trip on the ship HMS Beagle and read it. According to Hutton biographer J. Repchak, it was this book that helped Darwin devise his theory of evolution. It was blasphemy then, and it is blasphemy now. Charles Darwin had no formal biological education. The only degree he held was in theology. It was his teaching of evolution that positioned the black man as an evolutionary position between the white man and the ape. This was and is the battle cry of the world's bigots, and of course it was for their poster child Adolf Hitler in his quest to promote the super white Aryan race. Soon after Darwin's marriage to his first cousin, he became gripped by some mysterious illness which didn't permit him to participate in social entanglements. Some report that he rarely left his house and spent his days sitting in the dark. Would you follow this man? If you follow someone, you end up where they're going. One Sunday morning, I gave the congregation the news that one of the world's scientific champions of evolution, Carl Sagan, had become a believer. The congregation was happy and astounded. I then told them the rest of the story. On the car radio that morning, just before I parked in the church parking lot, there was a news flash reporting that Carl Sagan had died. "There are no evolutionists or atheists on the other side of this life. James chapter 2, verse 19, thou believest that there is one God? Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble." Satan is not an atheist or evolutionist. We must be careful who we follow, for we will surely end up at the leader's final destination. Follow Jesus Christ and live forever. God said, Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, "Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, both shall fall into the ditch." God said, 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, "But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." Man said that the leadership and authority of God's word are simply the archaic writings of mere men and not the words of God. Man said that we are our own gods. Pseudoscience and false teachers will lead us. Now you have the record.